The Sentai Review, Episode 161, our Power Rangers 25th Anniversary. Wow. It's the same Saturday for us. Another Wednesday for you YouTube viewers, and apparently
baseball.
What the fuck?
No. Yeah.
Look, if we're gonna keep doing fucking in jokes even when the mics are off, we'll do them when they're on too.
Sure, yeah. Why not?
I mean, that's what we do.
Yeah.
So let's do the whole round of the room so we can cut the middle thing here.
Reploid Bill Willingbush.
South Level Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Oh, Shane McCree Proto Guy.
Nick the Lone Paladin.
Jeremy's playing ESO.
Distraction.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay, so there was a 25th anniversary of Power Rangers, and for most of us it was okay to epic to what?
The parts that stood out I enjoyed quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you've already listened to the previous episode, you know how we feel about this stuff.
Yep.
If you haven't listened to the previous episode, the fuck are you doing listening to this one? Pause this one, go back, watch the other one, then come back with a little knowledge.
I don't know if you, of all people, should be the one putting that out, because you don't listen to
you
any of the
You shut your whore
episodes.
Mouth, Bill. I admit that I don't watch any of the episodes.
This guy's got 70% of the show telling jokes we already told like they're new, and then everybody's looking at him, he's like, what? What? Oh, fuck, we already did that, didn't we?
But I wasn't here for it. So it's okay.
Yep.
Shut up, Seth.
So yeah, once again, we got the full crew and we're going to talk about like our own version of a 25th anniversary.
Here's how this one goes. There is going to be a restriction to make this more challenging and interesting. What would you have done for the 25th year anniversary episode? But
oh, there's a but.
You are restricted to Power Rangers budget. Which means...
we're screwed.
You have to face the realities of putting on a show just like they have to, with the fact that if you're going to hire in big names that are harder to get back into Power Rangers, it's going to cut the budget and time you have for other things you might want to do. So, you're in charge of Power Rangers. What is your ideal episode? And we're going to tear it down as you do it to tell you what you probably could and could not have actually gotten away with, and why this show ends up running the way that it does half the time. Because this is a business, and just like if we wanted to put on our own show, the money's got to come from somewhere. If we had unlimited budget, this would be too easy. So what would you want in a perfect world? And then we're going to talk about whether or not we'd actually ever see that.
So let's start this off
in a perfect
with
world.
Seth.
Nick.
He's taking too long.
Well, the thing is, if I had to... I'm assuming they don't have an episode-by-episode budget specifically. It's more along the lines of...
Yes, every show does. Every show is given an episode-by-episode budget with a primary budget goal at the end of the year.
Yeah,
this is why sometimes what ends up happening, especially in things like Star Trek, is they will purposely come up with three or four episodes that take place in, like, a single room. Like, one of the best episodes ever recorded on Enterprise is Shuttlecraft.
It is one of the best episodes, and it's only in the shuttle.
And the reason, I believe it's what, Shuttlecraft 1?
Yep.
It's Shuttlecraft 1.
Now, that episode was specifically done because they went over budget 9 times, and they had no money, so they were like, get in this box. The camera doesn't fucking move.
I remember I remember hating that that episode originally, because that was the only episode of Enterprise I saw.
Oh, it was such a good episode.
I was like, yeah, well, Bill kept going, hey, man, fucking Enterprise is pretty dope. I was like, all right, yeah, I'll watch that. And then I just happened to tune in one day. I'm like, oh, sweet, Enterprise. I was told this is a good show. Shuttlecraft 1. Huh, that's an interesting title for an episode. Yeah.
So good.
But I would have blown most of my season's budget on the 25th to cash in like a mother.
Making the rest of his series ass.
Yep.
Hey.
Why not?
Also, I would have got rid of Rocky.
Why not, he says.
Acting is ass anyway, so.
Well, and to save a little money, just a little bit, I would have got rid of Rocky.
I think he came on for free.
Does that save money?
I think he came for free.
How much
it'll
do you
save
really think
me
he
a
cost?
Dollar.
They probably sent that guy an invite, and in between lunch meetings that never yield results, he was like, oh, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, but the thing is, he
to be fair, I know nothing about that
set.
Guy.
He's actually,
as far as I've been told, that guy is pretty cool. I just hate Rocky.
Yep.
I don't hate you, Steven.
Yeah, I don't hate you. You, I don't really know enough about to like or dislike, but I've never heard anything negative about people that have gone to cons or anything like that.
He's been on gaming shows.
I just don't like Rocky.
No, I don't like the character Rocky. I don't mind the guy.
Like
who
the dude playing Rocky.
I hang out with you.
But we do that. We extend a good fight scene, like an extensive fight scene with Jason David Frank, because, well.
So what are you getting rid of? Because your limit is 21 to 23 minutes because you have to make commercial time.
Yeah.
So if you're going to add that extra part of the fight scene, you have to delete something. Right now you've deleted Rocky, but he was in all the collaboration scenes,
I
so
know.
All you've saved yourself is 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So wait, we're adjusting the current 25th anniversary to how
because I honestly would have made
it to
a two-part.
Or you could just redo the whole damn episode the way you would.
Okay, never mind then.
But he said he would extend and make an extensively good fight scene.
Well, honestly, if I was going to do something with it, I would have made it a two-part episode. So that way I would have had more room to play with.
I agree it should have been longer, but it wasn't. And their budget probably had something to do with it. Because they could probably fly those people in for one day.
Probably. I know for a fact that ending scene where they're just fucking shooting pew-pews, that wouldn't have happened ever because that was stupid. Instead, it would have been like some Megazord fight of some kind.
Or have the Ninja Steel guys have their super big cannon thing pull out or something.
Would have made more sense than a bunch of tiny laser guns.
Yeah, like, honestly, there's probably a way that they could have made all their weapons work in tangent to each other. Because, as we said last episode, Alpha in a crate. Surely there's some way that Alpha in a crate was like, oh, hey, by the way, your shit all works together now. Have fun. But there's some spots where, like, the talking could have just been gone and I would have been okay with it. Just
like what? Because pretty much all the talking was their exposition moving in rapid pace.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Delete the word dimension and get another 10 seconds?
Yes. With how many
seconds added to his fight scene? No, sorry. Laser beams. That's 4 extra seconds.
Well,
he's got 24 extra second punches.
Yep, there we go. We got 24 extra seconds of awesome.
Somebody could have a morphing sequence.
Part of this is to actually discuss what could have been done better, but realistically, I'm trying to get people to understand that everybody loves to critique. Nobody likes to understand, and the truth of the matter is that
it's difficult they
were given a budget, and they were given a time restraint, and they had to make this work. And if you could really do better, let's hear it.
I can't do
better. And some people, they could. And that's it is a difficult realization to really look at your love of a franchise and know that they are restricted by little things. Like a comic book telling the story that it's telling right now, the reason it's so big is because all that dude needs is pen and paper.
Actually, you know what? You know what? How's this? Instead of changing some of this stuff, we can leave most of it the same way. We'll still get rid of Rocky because nobody likes Rocky.
I'll tell you, stage one to making this better, I would have removed all growth scenes. He doesn't have to be that big.
Yeah,
they don't have to fight a giant. You don't have to make the monster grow, and you don't really need the Zords. Is it a cool gimmick to have the Zords?
Maybe. I was going to say we could finally bring back Dragon Caesar, but...
Well, he has to fight something then, and you have to get rid of more shit.
Yeah. Unless you make Tommy evil again.
Like 23 minutes is a motherfucker. Because you have to tell this fucking story.
I know how bad the timing can be when you try to put together an episode because of that Ruxpin Bridge I tried to put together.
Right. No. And if you're on a form of time restraint where it has to fit in a certain area, you have to get rid of stuff, cut stuff, extend stuff, change stuff. And sometimes what you wanted doesn't even make it in because it can't.
Yeah.
Well, we could have just cut
That's
out that third arrow.
I do an as read by Grubby, and then I go fuck yourself as Grubby, and then, like, kind of an in-between, as need be. Because sometimes Scott's got to make that show work.
Well, if worst comes worst, you cut out the third arrow. Because the third arrow just seemed kind of pointless anyways.
Right.
So it goes, all right, shoot the first one. It'll make a crack. Shortly thereafter, fucking shoot the second one. It'll bust the bitch open. So that way, they just have to go and kill that guy instead of... trying to steal the two other arrows. That'll save about 5 minutes. Right there. So then, bam. Now you can have a cool Zord fight.
So your biggest thing is you think there should have been a little more nostalgia brought into the Zord complexity.
Or,
actually bring something back.
Or
that...
at least feature the people doing fighting more.
Right.
Like, Tommy's fight, it was cool, but it was too short. For me. He did the... It's like, as we said in the last episode, he started off with the Zeo stuff. Bow! Kick your ass. Oh, shit. This could turn out very ugly.
But it was longer.
I need
it
to
was
do
longer,
this.
And they cut it for time. Because there was an entire part of that fight that's cut out where he was actually...
He was the Black Dino Thunder, and the evil one was whipping his ass, and he's like, you've been over a decade since you've been the Black Dino Thunder.
Yeah.
See, that would have been cool to have in there.
That bit of plot detail would have been nice.
Right, but what are you going to take out?
I just told you.
Because you do have to remove the one extra minute to put that in there.
Get rid of the third arrow, and that saves you at least five.
But then it also kills your finishing strike.
Yep.
Where you fly the arrow back down into him. And for some reason, they were really banking on that being cool, and it wasn't. It wasn't.
So unless
then
you
changed that.
Yeah, so if you go off with that idea, then possibly switching it so that way then there's no, like, secondary strike, you know what I mean? Like, literally just make the third the second. Then you can still keep your finishing blow.
Or you just come up with a better finishing blow. Like, have the Super Ninja Steel... Rangers summon their Megazord, and then suddenly Dragon Caesar comes to save the day by going do-do-do-do-do-do with missiles that blow up the arrow. Done. Okay. Victory.
Alright, my turn. What I would do, and I talked to Bill about this a little bit last night, I would try to get 25th anniversary is a big deal for any show. For any show. You're making it 25 years, let's make it the best thing we can possibly make on a budget. Okay? So, I would try to get as many of the original cast as I could, the ones that started it all. Now, without them, there is no Mighty Morphin. Now, they are the original team here in America. So, yes, you're going to get Tommy. You know, Jason David Frank loves to come back. He's still very involved in the Ranger stuff. And so I already know I can get him. Some of the other people are going to be tough to get.
If not impossible.
If not impossible.
I think David Yost would like to, but
Nope. He will not come back. He will not come back.
He has stated he will not come back. However, I've been thinking about it, and there's one way that I would get him to be able to come back. Put him behind the camera. He wants to be a director anyway.
Well, his name, Bill?
No, he still won't come back.
He won't?
He already wrote a letter to Bandai saying, when you take control of the project, I am interested in doing a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers reunion 5-part episode. I will write and direct it, and I will star in it. But that's only once you're in control. He will not work for Saban ever again.
So,
it's a principle.
And because
it doesn't matter what they offer him. So whatever story you concoct, right off the bat, you're working for Saban.
So
you cannot get David.
I can't get him back because technically this episode is still Saban.
Yep.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
I can't get him back. So I know I don't have my original Billy. I will try. I know he's denied the offers. I would talk to Walter. You know, you see him at cons all the time with his Black Ranger helmet.
Which is interesting that so far he's turned down every single invite to come back.
If I can't get him, obviously you know I'm going to go for Adam, the second Black Ranger. I will go for him. Now,
Adam, I think you have a good shot.
I could probably,
I'd be surprised if you got Zach. Adam, I think you could get into the show.
No, right now I've got Adam and I've got Tom.
And to be fair, he's not very money hungry. He's a voice actor, and in case you don't know, they don't make buku dollars.
But he's still,
they work at about the same fund. And in fact, I talked to the voice actor of Goku, and
Sean Shamil.
Yes, and he told me that as far as I could tell from the conversation I got to have with him, which is literally 3 minutes, he's not make a lot of money. In fact, as far as I could figure out, he makes as much as I do. That's it.
He just loves doing it.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a job that he loves.
That's the reason why most voice actors literally spend their days being like, okay, I'm going to work over here at Nickelodeon for the next 2 hours, then I'm going to jump over to Disney Studios for the next 2 hours, then I'm going to go work on this video game for the next 3 fucking weeks.
Because they get paid by the job, and sometimes they don't get paid very much for that job.
Yeah. So basically you're working 4 or 5 jobs per day.
Now, Amy Jo Johnson, I don't know if I can get her to come back. If she does come back, she would be my Pink Ranger. But if I can't...
Here's the thing. Would I say it's impossible? No, because she showed up for a quick cameo in the Rangers movie, and that at least makes me believe that...
Hey.
Because Saban had control of that project, and she showed up. So that makes me believe there's got to be a way to get her involved.
I would tell her, listen, it's the 25th anniversary. I only need you for one episode, and I think this would be a really good idea.
And you'll be in costume for at least 70%. I need you for 4 speaking parts at the beginning. Then you can go away.
And then I'm going to,
unless you want more.
Now,
could also be an issue. Maybe it's an idea of when they offer her, they're like, hey, can you come take your helmet off and say, we believe your legacy, and then put your helmet on and go the fuck away? And maybe she's like, no, I can't do that because that's stupid.
I'm going to try to do as much as I can on my budget.
Yes.
If you want a few more speaking lines, I can do it.
It don't cost nothing for me to give you the chance to speak.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
No.
It really doesn't. It's just, it takes my time.
If you want some of the pterodactyl,
That's going to take my money.
Here's my problem. I'm trying to get...
And nobody likes
that thing.
I'm
trying to get the original colors. Now, because...
Now, that's rough. So far, you're down, Billy. I believe you could get Adam. I believe there's got to be a way to get Kimberly in there.
Now, there's my pink, green, and black.
And, of course, green, he's coming back.
Now, I can't get blue back, and we all know that Mighty Morphin only had Billy. There was no second blue until Zio.
Yes.
I can't, so I'm not going to have a Blue Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
But you could explain that with wishy-washy bullshit if he's still on Aquitar.
I can come up with any kind of crap.
Yeah, exactly, because truth be told, even if you pulled in Adam, you could say, Zach and fucking Kimmy and them. And
you could call Aquitar and have them tell you, we don't know where he went.
Yeah.
He created some new suit and disappeared.
Here's a question. Could Yos do some voiceover?
No.
No,
because it would
no,
be okay. for Saban.
He won't okay. do yeah, anything with Saban.
It's, it all comes down to how he was treated. He will not put himself as a working
Saban,
partner to them.
Saban burnt a bridge that he will not forgive.
Yeah, he will not go back. It's just a principle. It has nothing to do with, because that's not even the same company it used to be. It's switched hands and changed over and become different things
yep.
and is under new management and
yep.
everything. He just won't go back on principle.
Yep.
They let it happen once. He'll never do it again.
So
yep.
we don't.
But he already said, I'll help you, Bandai. I'm more than excited to still be a part of Rangers, just not if it's controlled by him.
And so I don't have a Blue Ranger. So I'm going to try to get as many colors as I can. Now, everybody knows that I can't get Trini.
That's true. It's not possible. But you could get
Aisha.
I don't
know. We could probably work some necromancy.
No.
That's creepy.
Or we could just CG her in.
There's not.
Oh, you're talking Disney money.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then...
Shit, you seen those Zords?
Now there's one
You don't have a good CG budget.
Now, here's the thing.
We can put her in a floating jar.
Bill talked about that, too. What they did with Peter Cushing and Rogue One. Here's the problem. First, you have to ask the family's permission to use their likeness.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Now, while some people might be okay with, you know, you wanting to bring back that legacy and everything, some people might not be okay with it.
Yeah.
And so, we don't know how her family would react to the situation.
I don't know how her family would react to it.
Yeah.
But her likeness is being used in comic books, and if it's true that they've had to ask permission, which I don't know, because this is where things get really complicated. See, they do not own the rights to their images. And the way we know this is because toys and shit are still published even today that have Austin St. John's face, and he doesn't get a goddamn penny for it.
No.
Yeah.
So the fact that they could use her just means that Saban still owns that imagery, which means that maybe you could just do it because you want to do it.
I want to be respectful.
But if you're looking to be respectful and you give them the choice, there's no telling what could come out of that, because they could literally bring up the fact, don't you owe us a little money?
You know, that's our daughter's likeness.
Aren't you a billionaire, and didn't you become a billionaire off the likeness of our daughter that never got a damn thing?
Yeah, so I don't want to do that.
That's the point in time where you'd have to be like, interdimensional.
I am going to bring in Aisha, the second Yellow Ranger.
That's legit.
And now, here comes the hardest one. Can I get Austin, even though he does not like Jason, can I get him to come back for an episode, work with JDF? Can I get that?
I'd heard that he was in discussions multiple times with Saban to come back to do things, and it always falls through.
Now,
I don't know why it falls through. That's information we're not privy to, but he has been in multiple conversations, which means the interest is there, but I don't know if it's a money thing or what. They just simply have never been able to work the deal.
Now, this is my personal preference. I cannot do it. If I can't get Austin, I will not have a Red Ranger. I'm sorry, Rocky. I cannot put you in that role. I know I brought Aisha and Adam back, and you were part of the Trinity,
trio. Yeah.
The trio that came. But I look at you as more as the Zeo Ranger.
No. Here's how you get around that. You just say Rocky busted his leg again.
Oh no! For me, I would put Rocky in the Blue Zeo.
Yeah.
I'm going to put him where he had more of a role.
Yeah, if he showed up, I'd put him in Blue Zeo easily. I would not. He should not have been in that red suit.
If I can't get...
They just needed it. They needed it because that's legacy, and they couldn't have done it without that guy, and they knew they were going to do that, and they had to have a Red Ranger, and for whatever reason, they either didn't talk to Austin or they couldn't get the deal.
But I feel if I can get at least 3 or 4 colors of the original, I won't...
He's really gunning for the original, but right now...
Listen,
what are you going to do with them? Because now you're going to have to, so far you've got this little bitty team, but it probably cost you more than all the guys you put together for the thing that they did.
Yeah.
Now, while you guys were talking, I was thinking about another thing. If I couldn't do it that way, what I would do is I would try to get one Ranger from each of the shows.
That's a lot of fucking Rangers.
It's the 25th anniversary, so...
But... The right? upside is Jason David Frank works for 4.
It's kind of true.
So I don't technically need.
So you don't need Mighty.
I don't need.
You don't need Zeo.
And I don't need Dino Thunder.
You don't need Dino Thunder.
I would bring back.
I mean, technically, you wouldn't need Turbo because he started off.
I'm going
with
Turbo. TJ's there and he's space, so he takes care of my space.
See, now TJ's one of those guys. It seems like when they offer him, he comes back.
Yeah,
they just never give him big reasons to come back. But it doesn't seem like he's ever been against it
because he talks about his team being cooked in a pizza.
There's two. There's two people. There's three people that have no problem coming back, and you can see it. JDF, the guy who plays TJ, and the guy who plays Wes.
I was about to say Wes.
Yeah, he has come back a multitude of times.
Technically speaking, there's five, but at the same time, that's because what I've been working on while you guys are making casting decisions is I'm rewriting the fucking story.
Well, no,
because what I would rather set it up as is every team gets fucking captured. Now it's up to two people to save it.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, we need a Bulkan Skull back.
Story?
And they bumble about and manage to save one Ranger. Now it's up to one Ranger to fucking fix
storyline wise, I was working on that too, but the most important thing and the hardest thing is casting. Because you've got to ask people who haven't put a costume on in fucking a decade and a half.
Well, how many characters did they get?
They got 10.
They got 10. So, okay, right off the bat, you're 10. You get 10.
Okay.
And here, they might not all show up.
Okay.
That's just the way it is. But
here's my 10, if I can get them. Of course, I got to have JDF.
That's one. You know you'll get him. He's guaranteed.
I'm going to get TJ, because he comes back.
He's guaranteed. You got two.
I'm going to get Wes.
That's guaranteed. You get three.
Now, for Galaxy, I am going to try to get anybody from Galaxy. I don't care.
Anybody from Galaxy?
Anybody?
Oh, hold on. Galaxy. Lost Galaxy,
Lost
of course.
Galaxy.
What? Okay, look, you're not going to have Billy. What if you could get the Mechanic?
Oh, the Mechanic was the Green Ranger.
Yes.
Yeah. He actually came back, I think. For the legendary battle, so I'm gonna ask him. I'm gonna try to get him now. Now we're at
because he'd be a good choice because
you need
a mechanic
left.
Guy.
We're at Lightspeed Rescue now. Usually the guy who's the Red Ranger in Lightspeed, he comes back sometimes.
I believe I've seen him back twice at least.
So,
and it didn't seem like he had any bad blood.
I would have to.
So there's
go
your Lightspeed
him.
Guy. That's
now,
five.
Time Force is already Wes. Now we're going to now.
Oh, was that your six? Okay.
Now, of course, I have to go.
No, you're still at five.
Ninja Storm, I'm going for Shane. That's my name. I'm going for Shane.
Okay, that's six.
After Ninja, I don't need a Dino Thunder because I have fucking...
JDF.
Jack of all traits, JDF. Because we're dealing with dimensions, I can bring... Unless I change the story. If I change the story, I don't have dimensions, which means I can't pull from SPD because that's the future.
Well, you might be able to with SPD since they're the future, not another dimension.
Well, you also... No, because you have Time Force. You have Wes.
Yeah, and
so, yes, you can pull from the future.
Yeah. Well, Wes is still in our time period.
He also still could just go, beep! All right, time travel.
I don't know if he can do that, because he is in our time period.
He never... Cause
he's weird, because he is a Time Force Ranger, but he exists here.
He just patrols our time.
No, when they left, he stayed behind because this is his time period.
Yeah, he lives here.
You know,
they found him here. He was never meant to be a Time Ranger.
Nope. The only reason why they needed him is because their morphers work on a DNA level, and they needed and the Red Ranger activates all the other morphers. And
oh, that's right. What didn't their Red Ranger die?
Yes, he was killed.
And he was a descendant or
he
something.
Yes, Wes is the descendant of that guy.
Alex. I guess he was
descendant.
An ancestor
he's
of that
an ancestor.
Guy.
You know what I mean?
Because he came from the before.
Kind of like
times.
Somebody else that was an ancestor. Just going to keep putting that one out there.
So, you know, I'm going to go. Oh, no, never mind. Skipping Mystic Force.
What?
Why?
I don't want no.
Mystic Force! It's Mystic!
Nope.
They could try again. They're Mystic.
Okay. I'm smart here. I didn't like Operation Overdrive.
Mystic.
I'm not bringing any Ranger from that. I'm bringing Alpha in a crate. Cause that's
Alpha in a crate.
Alpha in a crate.
He's
fixed
he's
everything.
Seven, and you don't need to worry about who's in that costume. You just need a voice actor, so that's seven.
Wait, please tell me it's not Jersey Alpha in a crate.
No. I hated Jersey.
You got three.
Yo, I'm in a crate.
Could be worse. Could be Sinister Alpha.
No, Sinister Alpha in a crate makes sense. That's how he becomes Sinister.
The next series is Jungle
Fury.
Many,
you know how many years you've left me in this fucking crate?
Got to pick.
I got to pick Rhino Fist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going for.
And you got.
Shane
you gotta
just
pay,
wants to fist Rhino.
You also got to pay money to be able to use Buzzhorn music during his introduction.
Yep. Okay, so what am I at now?
So actually, wait, that just subtracted a ranger.
Sadly, if you want cannot stop the Rhino, you got to pay Buzzhorn.
Which means you lose a ranger.
You have to pay the record label.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Because I don't think the band
Sorry.
Exists anymore.
I'm going to go with the Purple Wolf guy.
Oh.
I like him.
He just He's doesn't want to, he just thinks 10's a magic number. He doesn't want to do 9.
You got 2 left.
Okay, so after that I have Samurai. Oh, fuck, Samurai. Oh, nope, Samurai, I'm bringing Bulk back because he was in that show. He's not a ranger, but I can bring Bulk back for some reason.
Yeah, literally some reason. We'll figure it out.
In which case, Skull automatically shows up, too.
No,
they come as a pair.
Not
anymore. They had
anymore.
A really messed up reunion, and it was weird. Skull is rich now.
Bulk, that was weird.
And Samurai, Bulk is teamed with another guy. Okay, after I have one more, and then I'm going to pick from... Okay, this one's going to be a little weird, and it's not going to make any sense. But I have to go with Captain Marvelous from the Sentai for my pirate guys because he's so awesome.
Also, they're playing with dimensions, and who knows, if you could get that kid to come over here, I don't know how old
he's
he is, to be fair.
He's a man.
I don't know how old
he
is, to be fair. Yeah, he's an adult. But if you could get him to come over here, you could explain the dimensional differences instantly.
Sorry.
Literally, and you don't even have to translate him. He could show up and speak Japanese, and everybody could just kind of stare at him, and you could have one person on the team be like, he said this.
I would have, I would have my alpha do it because he's a robot.
And then they could explain in this universe the Gokaiger, as they are called, not the Super Mega Force, are located in Japan in a very different setting.
Now that's dimensional.
Because their little storyline, is dimensions.
And I have, and if that's what they want me to, if they tell me.
So you could actually get away with that.
I highly doubt you'd be able to get away with this one, but what if you get the guy that played Burai back? And have him be the evil Green Ranger.
That's tough.
Yeah, but he's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Character-wise. He himself, I don't believe, is dead.
Yeah,
an
older guy.
Dimensional time. Everything's all fucky.
I need a Mighty Morphin Red if I wanted to. Oh, I get Geki.
Oh, that'd be sick.
I get Geki. Sorry, Captain Marvelous. You are my second favorite Japanese Red Ranger.
That would be sick. And
why
like I said, you could do it by explaining that the Mighty Morphin were... You could do a quick synopsis of the fact that they're different over there.
You just saved money with Alpha in a crate.
I did. I did save a little bit of money.
And you saved money on Bulk.
And Bulk, so...
Okay, I'm bringing Geki and I'm bringing Captain Marvelous because I like Captain Marvelous's attitude.
Yeah, he's fucking amazing.
I love his attitude. He doesn't get air as long as you don't destroy
him. And also, you now have access to every red suit
and
default.
And I want Geki because it's Geki. I don't need a reason. It's Geki.
Wait, now the question is, do we get Geki with the dragon shield?
I think I would like to. I would have JDF give it to him.
Well, I think he has it already.
He already has it because he got
because
it
in
from
their storyline, the Green Ranger died and did not come back.
I would get okay. Then he'll be the Red Dragon Ranger.
Yep.
And then we would have the Green Dragon Ranger.
Yep.
And they could do cool duo stuff.
Oh my God, the possibility.
Yeah, but then that could also cause like a bit of a conflict because he'd be like,
"That's his brother that's now dead."
What? Yep. He's looking at a Green Ranger and he's like. All right. And then JDF can take the helmet off. He's like, I don't know who that is. And then they can
Then they could do the quick, this is the way.
Yep.
They could be like, it's another problem with dealing with dimensions.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
There's a little confusion that comes with their territory.
That would have been,
And that would have been a cool moment, too, for Geki to be like, turn around and see that Green Ranger walk in and go, Burai? Oh my God. You know, and then he would have taken off his mask and be like, I don't know who that is.
And oh my God.
And that would have been an awesome scene. I got to admit to that.
Oh,
now, here's your problem. It would have been lost on American audiences.
I don't care.
Through the normal people, like guys that love Sentai and shit like that, they'd have been like, oh, that was fucking sweet.
I'm sorry.
And that scene sounds so good.
Here's my thing.
This
yeah,
is the probably
about 99% of people.
This
be
is
like,
the 25th anniversary of our show. I understand that kids these days didn't watch it when we watched it. This is for nostalgic. This is for the people who have been fans for years
and have probably learned of Super Sentai through their love of Rangers over the years.
I am not pandering to all audiences. I'm only pandering to the fans.
You can't pander to all audiences because you can't tell that story. You don't have the money, even if you did, you'd upset somebody in the process. There are people complaining about the Green Ranger's costume right now.
I'm not going to please everybody, but I'm not here to please you. I'm here to tell a tale that I want to see, and I'm bringing
this is where my Storm Master set is, by the way.
I'm bringing back Geki for the original. How's it pronounced? Jutranger. I'm bringing him back. Oh no! But
go back and rewatch the AVGN episode. Damn it,
Jutranger.
I love Mammoth Guy because he says, Mammoth, the rain. Oh, no. No, I already have my Black Ranger. I can't do that.
You can bring.
You've got two people. How does your story work?
Storyline would be. I'm
you got one moment so far. What's happening?
Entire episode. 20 minutes of one moment.
I hired everybody and did this one moment and said, all right, guys, just like do something. We'll run the camera for a while.
Hey.
Hang out, have fun.
Because I'm bringing in a couple of Japanese actors, I'm going to have to use the Dimensions storyline. I'm fine with it.
Just not stupid arrows.
I know, it would be a little bit different. I'm not going to have some bad guy. I want, because we're dealing with Dimensions, I want a bad guy. That thing you told me when we were talking about the Shattered Grid. I'm bringing back Rita. Not Rita. I want Bandora attitude Rita.
No, we can't do that.
Different dimensions. We don't know.
No, I mean the actress.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, she passed away.
Fuck.
Also on top of that.
Zed. Not fucking I get married and I fall into a love potion, Zed.
When Zed shows up.
I'm talking about mean as fuck Zed. That's what I want as my bad guy.
Drippy blood Zed.
There we go.
Well, you can't do drippy blood Zed because it's Nickelodeon.
It's still Nick. Okay, I'm still going to bring back Zed.
No, you could do it. You just got to once again tone him down.
First off,
Nickelodeon is strange. It is a very strange thing. I'm reading the Nickelodeon comic books right now, and you would not believe the fact that they literally paralyzed Donatello from the neck down and ripped Raphael's face off. Okay, so look.
Well, they've also changed with their cartoon characters. Wow. I mean, in The Legend of Korra, she's gay.
That's true,
they
too.
They had their first lesbian character.
So they're a little more lenient towards adult ideas.
So I'm bringing back Zed.
And really, I guess if we break it down, Nickelodeon has always kind of been a little edgy since Rocco. If you really paid attention, there were a couple episodes where they suggested Rocco worked for a sex call line.
That was when he got fired, yeah.
But you've seen it. Yeah, and exactly. That joke is there, and
to
it was
fair,
aired on Nickelodeon.
So much adult.
And then Ren and Stimpy?
Yeah.
There was so much adult content in the underlying tone of the show. We just didn't realize it as kids.
Yes. So Nickelodeon might let you get away with certain
things. I'm
bringing
back Zed. Storyline-wise, I still don't have why he comes back. I don't have that part yet. But I want the
He got a new variant or a new power source for Serpentera where it won't run out of fucking gas halfway to the planet!
I'm sorry.
Scott, refined Serpentera batteries.
If they give me my budget, if I have a little bit of wiggle room, I'm sorry. It was cool to see the Falcon. No. Pull your dagger and blow in it. Dragon Caesar. I want him back because
all I heard was pull your dagger and blow in it.
That's right.
Not very Nickelodeon.
I'm sorry.
All right, JDF, we need you to play the flute.
So you have general conceptions but difficulties.
Yes.
Where are you going, Scott?
Okay, there's a few questions I gotta ask first.
Ask them. Let's hear some questions.
One, does it have to take place during a Power Rangers season?
Sadly, you have no choice because I don't know how else they would do it.
Straight to DVD release.
Now, a straight to DVD movie would have been a better idea. Kind of like how they did during the Samurai stuff.
You would get a bigger budget.
You know, the Samurai stuff did breakouts where they did the single 20-minute, 40-minute.
Like Christmas special shit.
That would have made
a
lot more sense, but sadly they were dumb enough to put this in the middle of a series.
Okay, another question. Does it have to be live action? Can it be animated?
Animated would cost a hell of a lot more.
It would.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Animation's incredibly expensive.
Because I was going to say, animation.
But
could
that
be,
would be a good idea because you could have got anybody. Yeah, you could have got anybody.
I could have hired as many fucking.
Voice actors is all you'd have had to worry about.
Try to get the voice as close as you can get to the voice actors for the original stuff.
And that would be one of the best ways to do it, easily,
well,
to do
a
full release, kind of like the DC movies. Mm-hmm.
You could just do that with, like, you could have somebody wear the, like, it, if you're trying to go for, like, the David Yost thing, you just have somebody wear Billy's Blue Ranger outfit
and
just
a,
have somebody voice over it.
If you got a guy close enough, he could just claim, they could be like, is that you? And he could be like, yeah, forgive me for not taking the helmet off, but
it's kind of
stuck. if I remove this suit, the aging begins. It's rough, but you could get away with voice acting and shit, but then you also run the risk of their fans, and fans might complain, that's too much, and that's disrespectful.
The fact that I was thinking is like, if you could find a way to have like the present Power Rangers team, whichever time that this would take place, even if it was Ninja Steel or whatever, have them somehow go from live action to animation and run into like some of the early Power Ranger teams.
Huh. And
you
it would be
easily,
neat.
You could have easily gotten away with it with the dimensional thing.
Yeah.
In our dimension, everything's animated.
I'll tell you right now, had they released this as an animated project like the DC movies do, like where they just did Death of Superman, and it's fucking brilliant.
I heard it's no shit.
That reminds me, I gotta bring you Ninja
brilliant.
Batman.
Is it good?
It's so fucking good.
I'm just telling what I heard.
They're wrong.
Okay.
So good.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet.
I have it.
Well, I might have to trade you for that so I can watch it, because I got Batman Ninjas, so that way you can watch it.
But yeah, what I was thinking was, have the current Rangers somehow get sent into animation form to run into the first, maybe Mighty Morphin, and somehow jump to Zeo and Turbo.
If you could run it animated, say you had the budget and you could run it animated, it would be nothing to start the episode for the first 5 minutes with them being
Live action,
and have some guy jump through a portal, and he's like, I don't really have a lot of time to explain. Suffice it to say, the dimensions are breaking down, and you need to come with me. And then once they step through that portal, go animated.
Yeah.
And then just have them be like, whoa, what happened? And you'd be like, yeah, it's a little weird to get used to the art styles of different dimensions.
You know what? The best part about that,
the different shows be different animation styles.
And that would be really cool. It would be a cool thing.
Do you want to know what the best part about that is?
What?
It reminds me that that's almost perfectly the plot of a game called No Time to Explain. It's fucking hilarious.
But I did have a second idea.
I love it.
That would kind of tie in with sets. Bulk and Skull go to Japan.
Oh, and run into the Japanese Rangers?
They run into some Sentai Rangers.
Yeah, that'd
be
fun.
Try to explain that the Sentai and others have been taking place at the same time?
Yeah.
Which Sentai?
Yeah, that could work.
Do they run into the Choo Choo Train guys?
I don't know.
Bulk and Skull could run into Sexbot.
Yes!
I mean...
But
Sexbot.
But have Bulk and Skull visit Japan, and maybe have to know somebody who can come over and help them, and end up having that person be Jason David Frank. In which case, we would have an opportunity to bring back the Dragonzord
and Sexbot.
I mean, oh my God!
I mean,
Dragon Caesar showing up in Japan.
Like Godzilla.
That
so
was
that's
the
your
point.
Basic. Those are your basic
those
concepts
are
to move.
Pointing out the obvious.
Yeah.
Since
okay.
I can't have one long one. So.
I know. I get what you mean. And that's exactly why we're doing it this way. Is because I want you to be creative and really think about you want it to be different. We all did. There were things we didn't like about it, but I also want us to kind of be able to see just how difficult it is from their point of view to have to do this show and get shit on for doing it.
Right. I think I saw. Yep. Okay.
So, where are you at?
Yeah, you're the last one.
Like I said, when it comes down to the staffing and all of that, like,
that's not really the bit that I'm too worried about, because, I mean, truth be told, when it comes down to it, I mean, whoever I get is whoever I get. I'm not worried about it.
Right.
What I would do is I would have changed the story, and I would have turned it into a two-parter where the episode before would have just been a standard episode. Oh, by the way, you know, some of the other Rangers have been captured. Oh, we'll go and we'll do this. Oh, no, we get captured, too. Now, all of a sudden, you pull in some of the side characters. You get, like, Bulk and Skull and, like, fucking Alpha and shit like that. And
so you're talking, sure you enough, would like, remove the last 5 minutes of another episode so that you already had all the crap taken care of and you could just do what you need to for your 23
already,
minutes.
I already did all the set placing. The fucking the plates are out. I got out the fancy stuff.
In a way, they've already done this before because they did it for Forever Red. At the end of an episode, he shows up and says, "Hey, are you so-and-so? We got a mission."
Yeah, exactly.
And then they just started with Forever Red in the next episode. It was no explanation because they'd already set it up.
So then I can go from there where it's like Bulk and Skull are hanging out. They bumble around like always. Magically release one of the Rangers. After they release one of the Rangers, oh, thanks. By the way, I've been in the a bunch of the Rangers have been kidnapped, and they could be like, oh, you mean like the Red Ranger? Yeah, the Red Ranger's been kidnapped. Man, how did they get that Tyrannosaurus captured? Do what? The Tyrannosaurus? The Red Ranger? Who? The Red Tyrannosaurus? Who? What? How do you not know about the... And then just kind of go over like a brief history of like what Bulk and Skull have done over the years.
And what
they've like
witnessed
that.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, and then just kind of go from there in terms of like, okay, now there's one Ranger who saves a couple more, then a couple more, then a couple more, and then eventually get to a point where literally it's just dudes in suits. We don't need the actual people. Again, just go with the dudes in suits idea.
Dudes in suits is always cheaper. The longer you can keep them in the suits, the cheaper it is because you have to pay those people for their presence.
And you could pay them one time and just make them change the outfit.
Every second their face is on screen, they get money.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's how it works.
But the suit is owned by the show.
Heck, it's true. If you go, like, my one weird idea of have, like, the early Rangers, like Mighty Morphin to Zeo to Turbo, you could have JDF just change his hairstyles when he unveils his mask or takes his helmet off.
He could wear a wig for the long hair.
And considering the fact that I don't think it ever got, like, there was ever a big payoff to it, but I don't believe, if memory serves, but then again, after a while, I kind of stopped watching Rangers. I don't think Bulk and Skull ever figured out who anybody ever was.
Every time they figure it out,
they have some sort of memory loss or some spell or something that affects them.
Yeah.
Until the end of space when they did see them and say, oh, that's who they are.
They're the Rangers?
Yep.
Right, but that's what I mean. So, I mean, it's one of those things where, I mean, we could, like, revisit that and then be like, oh, shit, there's been other dudes,
too. At the end of space, shit was kind of hitting the fan.
Which, at the end of space, when they figured it out, for as cool as that moment has always bothered me, like, my whole friggin' life. Because, as far as Bulk and Skull understand now, those kids were always the Rangers.
Yes.
They don't know about Tommy. They don't know about Jason. They don't know about Zach. They don't know about Adam.
They just believe that all these kids just keep getting new powers.
They don't realize that the kids they grew up with
were
the Rangers. They were never given that information because space was a whole new group of people.
Yeah, which is
And as far as they know, they're like, those guys have been the Rangers all the time.
Zach, you like Bulk, don't you? You want to see Bulk come back? Bill had a great idea last night when we were talking. This is a great thing. I had a problem when I was watching this episode because the Ninja Steel Gold Ranger, I hate the fact that he wears a cowboy hat. So I asked Bill, why the fuck is he wearing a cowboy hat? That's so dumb. He's like, well, that's the American Ranger.
Yeah, it looked like some American heavyset dude when we looked at the pictures.
And they could have casted Bulk to be that Ranger. For the first time ever, he could have been a Power Ranger.
Yeah.
And it would have made more sense.
And I'll tell you, he would have got one extra scene from that. One tiny little extra scene for when Tommy or Jason or somebody can walk in the room and you'd have had just like that little Burr Eye scene we just talked about when he'd have taken off the helmet and Bulk would have said, wait, what?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. That way then if we still keep some of the same people, like a Rocky shows up and a Cat shows up and a JDF, you know, then all of a sudden they look and it's like, oh, hey, thanks, you helped free us? Yeah, we did. We've been helping the whole time. And, you know, they take, like, they power down and they, like, literally Bulk and Skull can look at each other, look at them, and look at each other and be like, we fucking knew it! Like that type of thing.
Like, we always suspected, but we couldn't prove it.
Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, that would be great.
Yeah. That's one of those. This is something you need for every single one of these projects. You need a nostalgia screen.
This is nothing more. The 25th anniversary is nothing more than a nostalgia.
Yeah.
Bringing back these older Power Rangers that we grew up with. You know, that's why I wanted to bring back. I wanted to make mine different. Bring back a few Japanese people. The like I said, the Burai Geki scene would have been great.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be another. Would have
been amazing.
Which would be another helpful thing with Vulcan Skull in Japan.
Yeah, it would have been great. They could have ran into the Geki. I've never seen all of G-Ranger. I don't know if those guys got to keep their powers, their powers.
They always have occasional special where it's like 50 years later, 25 years later. So
since the Japanese...
Usually, for the most part, as far as I've figured out from the Sentai...
we always want to destroy
want to destroy the power to someone it has to change.
Yeah.
But over there, they just keep it and find new people.
I'm assuming that every ranger even the Go Rangers have their power. I gotta bring one of those guys back with the fucking old school.
No, you know what? You know what, Bill? Oh. We need to give Shane the best team ever. We need to give him Baby Bib Rangers.
JAKQ.
Yes!
Right.
Yep.
That's right. You
the
hate it.
The big one.
Yes! Yep.
Rainbow Visor with
Chroma
the
Chroma Squad.
Yes! I need
for Chroma no Squad.
I don't have any reason.
That's what the
JAKQ.
That's what they were. They were basically the Chroma Squad.
Chroma Squad was basically them.
Well, yeah, that's what I was meaning.
I don't have.
But it's like their sixth ranger was fucking Prism Ranger guy.
I just want it. I just want it.
Or if you're gonna do that, you might as well go back and start making some of the older ones into American format.
Everything but Battle Fever J.
Nope. We need Baby Bib Rangers.
That is not Baby Bib Rangers.
I know, but we need Baby Bib Rangers well before anything else.
I don't...
Just to piss you off, Shane.
Then I'm going to... We should have been hired to make the 25th
episode. So what characters from Mighty Morphin can you guarantee me?
JDF.
I guarantee you JDF.
And
I can
Rocky.
Probably guarantee you Rocky and Cat. They are originals, technically.
I'm guaranteeing Adam.
I can probably get you an Adam.
So there's...
I mean, don't get me wrong. It does depend on his work schedule.
I can't guarantee
yeah.
you Austin. And to be honest, I can't even guarantee you Aisha.
Whoever I get... those four guys are the important part. Whoever I get after that doesn't matter.
Okay, then take those four.
Give me whoever I need.
Take those four then.
I have a story that would have fixed everything and would have brought an outrageous level of nostalgia to the entire project. And I could have set it up in less than 5 minutes.
I want to hear it. Go ahead.
Have those ninjas start out already fighting somebody, which means I'm going to use old footage from something that hasn't even been used yet, and they're going to be fighting, and a lightning bolt's going to come down, fry the monster that they're working on, they're going to fall to the side, and their powers are going to go away.
Pew!
That quick.
No more power.
Then you'll see them behind the industrial fan, what the fuck that was about, and they'll be like, I have no idea what happened. And let somebody walk in the room, like Tommy, and say, I could tell you what happened.
Okay.
They could say, one of our biggest problems is back. Now, as soon as they do this, show the moon. And show, on the moon, a weird vortex thing, open, swirling above the Bandora Palace.
Uh-oh.
Now, above the Bandora Palace where that thing is swirling, also shows something else that's behind it that you can't quite make out, but it's shooting a beam up into that vortex.
Like every superhero movie nowadays has that sky portal?
Yes, sky portal cliche.
Got it.
I'm using it.
Got it.
Now, immediately
So plot armor.
Go into the command center.
Would you rather plot holes?
And show...
Plot portals.
Plot holes.
In fact, don't shoot that beam. Don't shoot that beam. Swirling thing.
Fuck the beam.
Swirling thing, no beam. I just need the swirling thing.
Right.
Then, go into the palace and show me a candle. A multicolored, ridiculous fucking candle on a fucking stick, and it's burning down.
Stick!
Okay, I know. I think I know. I see where you're going for that
one. Immediately, switch me to a costume that looks like Goldar, but a little bit broken. Like he's aged and he's broken.
Okay, I like that.
Now, when you say multicolored candle, are you meaning like swirly multicolored? Are you talking
multicolored?
Like
I don't even give a fuck.
Stacked.
My budget gave me fucking $5. I went to the dollar store. Multicolored
let's
candle.
Let's assume okay. Swirly.
I don't give a fuck.
Let's assume, like you said, multi-tier because they went to the dollar store and bought a bunch of those little shitty tea candles.
That's all I need. Yeah. Fucking $4. I gave it to that fucking guy. Go get a candle. Dollar store. Be back.
Yeah,
I need multicolored candles.
Go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So birthday party candle.
Now that all that's done, show me my Goldar. He's a little broken. One of his wings is cut in half. He has the other wing. His armor's a little bashed up. You could literally use the old costume with a lot of its problems and not worry about the problems, make the problems even worse because he's supposed to be torn up.
As long as it's functional.
Like he just went through a fucking war.
Yes. Okay. Show him approach the chair and say, "What happens next?" And have a voice say, "I was humiliated by the Z-Wave, but when this candle burns down, there will be nothing left to stop me."
You brought, okay, I like your idea of bringing Zed back.
And then go down to the planet, and have, you've already had JDF and a couple of the other guys. You don't even have to explain why they're there. Those guys lost their powers. They went, they said something happened. JDF walked in the door and said, "I could tell you what happened. Our worst nightmare happened." You went up and you did that scene. Now they're back down there and there's a whole room full of Rangers. Whole room fucking just sitting there talking. And they've already done all their exposition and we weren't a part of it because reasons. And they're like, "And that's the current plan. We have to tear the tower down. That's the only way to stop it." And they say, "How long do we have?" "About as long as it takes to burn a candle."
Candles are fucking dangerous in that universe.
Then the rest of the fucking show is them on the Moonosphere fighting Z-putties.
Yes!
Z-putties, crows, and regular putties. Just reuse every fucking costume we have in stock.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you mean the Tengus, not the crows. Those were Tengus.
Yes.
Fuck
so you
it.
Have.
We'll get some crows
no,
in
really.
There, too.
So we have Tengus, we have Z-putties, we have regular putties. That's more than enough things. Oh, and on top of it, just because...
I want my fedora putty.
While the fight is happening, and the Rangers are just tearing through these guys, because that's what they do, even show up some of the others by having him say, "I found a stockpile in the basement." And he's like, "What is it?" And they're like, "It was left by the machines." And he's like, "Use them."
Oh, now we got cogs.
"Use everything we have. They can't reach the tower." Now you got cogs. Add cogs to the mix. As if it goes on, even have a Finster.
Yep.
Who walks into the room as the fight's getting there, and they're like, "We're halfway there, but this line never seems to die, and every time we go through something, there's another wave of something that we don't recognize," and have another group of something come out, and have them be like, "What are those things?" And they'll be the next version of whatever the putty
what
things
are
those? Were, and have one of the other guys be like, "I recognize them." That's all you need. That's all I need is recognition that these are from the past. They fight those fucking things. And then show that Finster is walking in with these little trays, with little bitty statues of all the original pawns, and being like, "I can only produce these so fast, they're gonna make it here." And he's like, "That candle's almost done anyway, let them come."
Okay, I'm really digging this.
Now after we've gone through the entire
Can we get one throwaway monster and make it the pig monster?
I've had 5 minutes of,
setup. I was thinking that myself.
I had five pig minutes monster. Of setup. I had 10 minutes of battle with Ranger putties. What do I got left?
Big monster fight.
It's always a big monster fight.
Nope. How much time do I have left?
Give me.
So far, I've used 5 minutes exposition. I used 10 minutes fighting putties.
15 minutes. If this is a 21-minute episode, you got 6 minutes.
I got 6 minutes. The last 6 minutes, the putties start clearing out and moving to the back, and they're like, "Why are they stopping? They've got us. Why are they stopping?" And let Lord Zed walk out onto the moon and say, "I should have done this a long time ago." And have him actually fight the Rangers. No Zords. Zords cost too much money.
That's true.
Guys in spandex gray cost almost nothing.
That's true.
Then all my guys that are left that survived the waves, because I'm going to knock some of my Rangers out during the fight. The guys that are left, they will fight Zed. And in the very last attack, they will, while two guys hold him, the two best guys I can get, hold him at bay for whatever time. Have them get their asses kicked for like 3 minutes. And nobody can get by him. And they're like, this guy's impossible. And he'll be like, well, if I can hold his attention, can you guys do... That's it. Just can you guys... And nod his head. And they'll be like, I think, but do you really think it could kill him? And be like, don't aim at him. Hit that.
And point at the tower.
Yep.
The tower is an only half-constructed neck of Serpentera with the head with a beam that's pointing into that vortex. If it fires, once that candle is done, that will open up the dimensional reality and that beam will shatter the dimensional realm and literally destroy every single reality except for the Prime, making sure that no other Ranger powers can ever be constructed on this plane ever again. And then all he has to do is outlast them. That's his idea, his mission. When they fight, when those two guys hold his attention, and that's the last fucking, I got 2 minutes, so two guys fight as hard as they possibly fucking can, while he makes a joke of them, he will not be bested, and while he makes a joke of them, have these guys form every single version of the multi-tier shot they possibly can. Fucking bow and arrows, fucking this thing, that giant fucking cannon, put the bullets in. Stupid roller derby cannon, come the fuck over here. Everything, and fire.
Stupid hands!
Fire every single one of those giant beams that you've ever fucking put in the show at that tower. The tower blows up and destroys a massive portion of that side of the moon, puts a crater in there, removes the palace, and leaves it ambiguous as to which Rangers survived the blast and which ones didn't, and what happened to Zed, and immediately go back down and show those other guys, the new guys sitting around with a couple of the people that look bruised and damaged and all screwed up, and be like, how many of you think have made it? And just let them say, I'm not sure. My real concern is, did he make it? And don't give me an answer. Move the fuck on to the next episode so you leave it open so that you can do some sort of movie later on with it.
Yep.
30th anniversary question mark?
What I would do with my budget.
See, and this is why Bill is the director, writer of the group.
That is how you keep a... That's how you keep a...
That's true. That's why I'm cliffhanger. Just the idea, man.
I'm terrible at that. I'm just good at the execution.
5-year cliffhanger. Yeah. Let people ask who made it.
Well, the,
and give no real answers. Then you could possibly make that series of ninja better because they could literally stumble upon clues every now and then. A helmet. A weapon. Nothing that's important. Nothing that guarantees anything. The top of the Zed staff broken off.
Guys,
that would be something they walk by.
Guys.
Yeah, or some of the monsters that come to the planets could be carrying relics.
Guys, that monster's carrying...
Oh, yeah, you could turn them into relics.
You could literally have a monster show up that for some reason has the power sword. Fight him. When you beat him, ask a question. How did he get that thing? And don't answer it.
And because there was a portal open, some of the debris could have went through there.
Well,
literally.
Wait, wouldn't...
Yes.
Wouldn't there...
And some of the Rangers.
And since that portal is interdimensional, explain nothing. Because he never had to.
Yep.
My thing is, I like that. I mean, that, you know...
Love how Bill pointed at me, though.
Monster.
Well, I kind of did.
You're interdimensional, Nick. I don't think you realize that.
No, I did. It's just a pain in the ass.
I like that. You go on monsters.
People keep
monsters
me back.
Having like different relics of the Rangers. That monster on his belt has Rocky's head. The actual Rocky head, and that means Rocky didn't make it.
And I'll save some money in another way too. When I put out the word that I'm doing the 25th anniversary episode, I'm taking acting volunteers.
Because you need some drama.
No, because I need putties.
Oh.
Yeah.
I need people that'll wear gray suits and go
for free.
And if not gray suits,
you
want to
meet
then,
some Rangers?
Then purple spandex with a yellow fucking.
I need people.
Like
I need people
robot.
To free. I need people to fill space. I need people to fill space.
Yeah.
You'll get to meet the cast.
You're an extra. You don't get paid, but you might get to steal some of the food from the truck.
I'll do it.
See? I could get my patrollers for free. Kind of like how Star Wars just has people that really want to wear that white helmet.
Yep.
Shit, if I could go be a stormtrooper, I'd do it.
Star Wars can
James
play that
Bond
game.
Bond was a fucking stormtrooper.
See what I mean? That's what I mean. They can get away with it, and Power Rangers has more than enough people.
I feel that they had to pay James Bond.
No, he did it for free.
Oh, did he?
Do you want to know how they paid him?
A lot of people did it for free.
It was his call sign for his stormtrooper thing, or his first order trooper. He was like JD007.
Yeah.
That's how I'd get a good portion of my actors without having to burn my budget. That's how I would write the story. That's how I would run everything, and that's how I'd get it taken care of with almost no hassle whatsoever. And I guarantee that the rest of my story had people going, "Well, I have to see the next episode." And every 4 or 5 episodes, drop a relic.
Well, they keep going for 5 years.
The question I have with that is, if a ranger doesn't survive, doesn't his
suit just go poof? I'll play the shitty DC game and say, by the way, this will be answered in 5 years. Keep watching.
Yep.
To be answered
with
30th anniversary.
No. What you do is you just say, we'll answer questions over the course of the next 5 years.
Not say in five years, because
you know what that means? It's like, sweet, I have 5 years of not watching this show.
Yeah.
But if you say over the course of the next 5 years, I'm going to go, fuck me. That's 5 years of this show I have to watch now.
I would lie and basically say, oh, yeah, and this is going to be a big thing. This is going to change Power Rangers. This will be answered over the course of 5 years, and it's going to be a big
mission thing.
And by the way, if all of this pans out the way we're hoping, the end of the 5 years is going to be a movie.
So, I like that idea. Anybody got anything else?
No, Bill.
I think
Bill has the best idea.
Well, I'm curious. I want to do something. If you guys, the fans, have any ideas, comment on this. Let us know what you would do for the 25th anniversary.
Well, comment on the video.
I put it up.
So much on the,
I already put the question
podcast up.
Oh, I saw it, but yeah.
It's on the thing. You'll see if anybody kicks in.
I want to see what other people's ideas are. See if they're good. See if they're better than mine.
Mine sucks.
Mine's pretty cliche. I'm being nostalgic.
All right. Nostalgic. I think out of the five of us, I have the worst idea.
It's not easy. It really isn't. Like,
if we make it to the 30th anniversary with the show still going, we can probably come up with a more detailed.
Now, I'll tell you this. If the third episode we do, and, you know, if we said, okay, now we're going to do this again, you have unlimited budget, unlimited fan.
Oh, God.
Just do whatever the fuck. What the fuck would you do? 25-year anniversary, you have 2 hours. Movie time, go. Like,
oh, you,
like,
gave,
that's
you
different.
Gave me unlimited
yeah.
money.
See, but the reason I did
you know,
this.
The upside is.
The reason I did this was kind of
to help
say
this out.
This is hard. These guys have a hard job. In Hollywood, oftentimes you are asked to write material and you don't get to choose what it is. And you don't even get to like it necessarily. Sometimes that's your job. The guy that wrote your Transformers, and this is not a joke, the guy that wrote your Transformers started at Marvel, and this is how he got that job. One day, Japanese toy company sold some stuff, and this toy company bought it. And then this toy company came into Marvel and said, we need a comic book to go along with this. And they said, okay. So then this guy took a couple toys and took a fucking notepad, and he went around to the different writers and he said, hey, you want to do this? And they said, no. To which they finally found a low-rent, shitty writer, and I'm not making fun of the guy, just that when you start out, you're the shitty writer. Doesn't matter how talented or good you are, you're the shitty guy.
Yep.
And because he was the shitty guy, they were like, hey, robots, good luck. And that's how he got that job. And all your Transformer shit that you have that you love today came because that guy was told, good fucking luck. And that's the reality of making these shows.
Yeah.
So when you shit on them, you have to at least keep in mind this job is hard.
Yep.
I have 2 weeks, though, to figure out a full-length movie. I can do this. Maybe.
I would say I could, but with the way my job is, nope.
Dude, my job is mindless.
Yeah, your job is mindless. My job is, thank you for calling. How can I help you? Fuck you!
Thank you for calling. Click.
So, open budget.
Open budget. 2 hour time limit.
Open budget. 2 hour time limit of epic movie proportions.
This will be interesting.
To be continued.
And again, unlimited budget.
Good. Good.
It's not good!
No, that's perfect.
Do, 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 do.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.